Hello, welcome to the show called Job Opportunities. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. We're going to look at the job opportunities found in this week's Arizona Republic to begin with. And so we're going to start under the category of education and training. San Carlos Unified School District in San Carlos, Arizona, is looking for a full-time assistant principal. If you're interested, you can email p.holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, at sancarlos.k12, and the 12 is a numeral 1-2, so it's K, numeral 1, numeral 2, .az.us. P as in Paul, period, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, at sancarlos, S-A-N-C-A-R-L-O-S, dot K12.az.us. Then Flagstaff Unified School District in Flagstaff, Arizona. They're seeking a full-time elementary Spanish teacher. An elementary Spanish teacher. You can email your resumes to cprado@fusd1.org. That's cprado, C-P-R-A-D-O, at F-U-S-D, and the numeral 1, dot org. That's Flagstaff, Arizona, for an elementary Spanish teacher. Then, Higley Unified School District in Gilbert is looking for a full-time elementary Mandarin teacher. Please email your resumes if you can speak Mandarin and want to teach. The email should go to Lynette, L-Y-N-E-T-T-E, dot Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, at HUSD.org, HUSD.org. That's in Higley Unified School District in Gilbert, Arizona. They're looking for a full-time Mandarin teacher. Now, next up, we have a tax preparer is being sought. It's a full-time position. It's seasonal work, but to work out of a retail tax office in Flagstaff, Arizona. They do require 4 years of professional tax preparation required. You can email your cover letter, resume, and salary requirements to info, I-N-F-O, at Absolute, that's A-B-S-O-L-U-T-E, dot tax. Info at absolute dot tax. That's for a full-time tax preparer, but that's seasonal tax work to work out of a retail tax office in Flagstaff, Arizona. Our next opportunity is with TSMC Arizona Corporation. They're looking for legal counsel dealing with contracts and compliance, and there are multiple positions with this, all in Phoenix, Arizona. It says here to provide legal representation and advice on a wide range of commercial transactions to maximize the benefits for the company and minimize the legal exposure. It requires a JD or LLM degree and 5 years experience as a lawyer. Must have active license in any U.S. state bar. Now, if you're interested, email your resume to p_resumes@tsmc.com and refer to job number 7800. Now, that email address is the letter P, as in Paul, then underscore, which is that horizontal line between two letters, but at the bottom of the two letters. And then the word resumes, R-E-S-U-M-E-S, at tsmc.com. And the job number is 7800. That's what you would put in the subject line. And that's a legal counsel for contracts and compliance with multiple positions, all working for TSMC Arizona Corporation, Phoenix, Arizona. Now here's another opportunity with the same company in Phoenix. This is TSMC Arizona Corporation in Phoenix, multiple positions, but this is for lithography process engineer. Lithography process engineer. Conduct wafer fabrication, photolithography, including a new process development, integration, and process improvement. Requires a master's degree or foreign equivalent in chemical engineering, or electrical engineering, or mechanical engineering, or physics, or chemistry, or material science, or related field. Experience may be gained in graduate school. Email your resume. Oh, it's to the same email address, p_resumes@tsmc.com. But the job number is different. The job number is 7875. Job number 7875. Then, here's another job opportunity. Same company, TSMC Arizona Corporation, Phoenix, Arizona. A process engineer with multiple positions open. To drive leading edge integrated module development control and improvements to resolve issues or specific requests from customers. Requires a bachelor's degree or foreign equivalent in chemical engineering, electrical engineering, mechanical engineering, or physics, or chemistry, or material science, or related field, and 12 months experience in the engineering role, or a master's degree or foreign equivalent in the above fields, and experience may be gained in graduate school. Again, you can email the same address, p_resumes@tsmc.com. However, the job number for this one is 8569. 8569. Now, if I'm right, I'm just not sure, but I'm going to tell you that I think TSMC Arizona Corporation in Phoenix, Arizona is Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, which is the big plant up in northwest Phoenix that's being built up there for billions of dollars to produce really small wafers that are used in the integrated circuits that are used in all computers and cell phones, etc. But these are all three positions all dealing with that plant. And so that's what we're talking about when I read these opportunities. Now our next opportunity is in Casa Grande, Arizona, which is just south of the valley. And this is with Lucid USA Incorporated, L-U-C-I-D USA Incorporated. They have multiple openings in Casa Grande, Arizona. First off, they have a senior EHS specialist to develop and implement worksite safety processes and manufacturing operations that requires a bachelor's degree or foreign equivalent in industrial engineering, electrical engineering, or closely related field, and 4 years experience designing health and safety strategies in auto production. This has a job number of A1614. A1614, a senior EHS specialist. Then they have a BIW dimensional control engineer. I have no idea what that is. Performs engineering duties in resolving BIW and general assembly issues. Requires a bachelor's degree in mechatronics engineering, mechanical engineering, or other related field, and 3 years experience in auto manufacturing. A BIW dimensional control engineer, job number C776. Then they want a plant launch project manager, to review production schedules, project budgets, and open issues that impact automobile production. requires a bachelor's degree or foreign equivalent in industrial engineering, systemic engineering, or related field, and 3 years' experience monitoring auto manufacturing assembly and quality inspection. A plant launch project manager, job number E976. E976. Now, all of these are listed in one ad, and at the bottom of the ad, it says, to apply, email your resume to jobs1, and the 1 is a numeral, J-O-B-S, numeral 1, jobs1 at Lucid Motors, that's LucidMotors.com, and in the subject line, always put the job number you're interested in. Those were the jobs with Lucid Motors in Casa Grande, Arizona. Then, we have some, we've got a couple more engineering jobs. Principal software engineer for Honeywell International in Phoenix to provide technical expertise and leadership in the identification and development of new network-related products. Requires a bachelor's degree or foreign equivalent in computer networking, computer engineering, computer science, electrical engineering, or a related field, and 7 years of product development engagement experience. Must possess 5 years of experience in the following: network protocols and or network drivers and or configuring network equipment, as well as maintaining and distributed system situations, and experience leading an engineering team. Must possess a professional network certification, including CCNP-Security and CCNP-Enterprise. Up to 10% domestic travel is required. Telecommuting is permitted up to 2 times a week. If offered employment, must have the legal right to work in the United States. To apply for this role, visit their website, https://careers, C-A-R-E-E-R-S, .honeywell.com/US/EN. And then when you get to that page, there's a search box and put in this reference code 468829. The job requisition number is 468829. This is a principal software engineer for Honeywell International in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, we're coming up on 13 minutes past our time together. So I think that's about all the opportunities that I see here in the classified section of the Arizona Republic. Let's switch on over and find out if there's some job openings in some of the cities around the valley. How about if we start with Mesa? So in your search bar, you're going to type in mesaaz.gov. Mesa, M-E-S-A, A-Z, .gov. The page loads. Across the top of the page, there are 4 tabs. On the left, it's residence, then things to do. Then in the center, there's a little icon and some kind of diagram that shows Mesa AZ. I don't know if it goes anywhere. And then to the left, to the right of that is business, and to the right of that is government. And when your cursor is on the word government, a drop-down menu appears, and you can scroll down until you see the word jobs, and click on jobs, and it will then load the jobs page. And there's the same 4 tabs at the top of the page, and you have to scroll down a ways. Then there's a picture of various jobs in the city, and you keep on scrolling down, and then you will find 3 tabs. On the left, it will say Current Opportunities. In the center, Mesa Police Recruitment. And to the right, Mesa Fire and Medical Recruitment. So we're going to click on the word Current Opportunities. And it will then load governmentjobs.com for the city of Mesa. And there'll be a picture of a skyline of Mesa across the top of the page. And you'll have to scroll down a little bit, like maybe 4 or 5 inches. And it will then show you a search bar on the left-hand side. And to the right of that, across the page, a good two-thirds of the way across the page, it shows 69 jobs found. And then you have 4 options, either grid view or list view, ways to sort and ways to filter. So my sorting right now is set for job titles A to Z. But you could sort by posted date, newest to oldest, or oldest to newest. You can even sort by salary, highest to lowest, or lowest to highest. I just leave mine on alphabetical A to Z. And then below that line, scrolling down just a little bit, we have the 1, 2, 3, 4 titles. On the left-hand side is a column marked job title. Then to the right of that is the column marked job type. And then to the right of that is the salary. And to the right of that is the closing date. Now remember, on closing dates, if it's got a date, that tells you the date that it's going to close and not going to accept any more applications. But if the word is continuous, that means they're still looking. And they're going to look until they find somebody they really want. So if it's continuous, you still have time. Now I'm going back over to the left-hand side, and they're looking at job titles. And we have on these 69 jobs, it starts out with Aquatics Maintenance Worker 1, Aquatics Maintenance Worker 2, Arraignment Court Public Defender Contract Position, Assistant City Attorney Levels 1, 2, 3, Assistant City Prosecutor Level 1, Associate Curator, Booking Sales Specialist, Box Office Representative, Building Plans Examiner, Chief Land Surveyor. So these are the list, and it goes through. I can go through 10 on my computer, and then I have to choose the next page. I'm just looking here. It says Associate Curator. It's full time, $52,100 to $72,800 annually. Wonder what an associate curator does. So I put my cursor right over that title, associate curator, click, and from the right-hand page, right-hand side of the computer screen, in loads the job description page. And at the top of the page, it shows the salary again, the full time. It's in the Arts and Culture Department. There's a job number. And the opening date was August 23rd of 2024, but it's listed as continuous for a closing date. The current vacancy is for a full-time position at the Mesa Contemporary Arts Museum. First review of applications will be Tuesday, September 3rd, and weekly thereafter until position is filled. The associate curator performs curatorial work, which may involve research and implementation of exhibitions, assist with the development of marketing materials, online content, and season schedule, to develop and implement outreach activities, including educational materials, tours, artist talks, discussion panels, lectures, and hands-on projects, management and care of the storage and installation of art and artifacts, and it goes on for about a dozen more lines. And so I scroll down a little bit farther. Oh, the associate curator receives supervision from a museum curator or a Mesa Contemporary Arts curator. These positions are used to supplement or enhance the current professional staff on an as-needed basis in subject areas like archaeology, anthropology, paleontology, art, and history. Now we get to qualifications and requirements. Minimum qualifications. Any combination of training, education, and experience equivalent to graduation from an accredited college or university with a bachelor's degree in fine art or art history or history or arts administration or closely related field, and 3 to 5 years professional level experience in a museum or gallery. The preferred desirable qualifications is a master's degree in the related fields. And then we're at the bottom of the page where it lists the phone numbers for the agency and the address to mail to, and their website, which is, you know, governmentjobs.com/careers/MesaAZ. But there's no way to apply. Oh, that's right. There's no way to apply at the bottom. We have to scroll back up to the top of the page on the right-hand side is the button to apply. And so that's how Mesa AZ has their job careers site set up. Let's take a look on the other side of the valley. Maybe out west, let's try the job opportunities as found with the city of Avondale, Avondale. So in your computer search bar, you would type in avondaleaz.gov, and the page would load, and at the top of the page on the left-hand side in big print is Avondale. And then you have tabs to the right of that, library, careers, utilities, news, public notices, traducer, and translate. Below that are five big tabs. On the left-hand side, it's discover, then government, then our city, then business, and then avwise/services, and then a search box. And underneath that is a big picture of the City Hall Council Chambers. So if I put my cursor on the word government, drop-down menu appears, and there's all the departments in the second column. So on the left column are elections, public notices, annual reports. To the right of that are the departments. To the right of that's a column about Mesa, mayor and council and public meetings. And to the far right is the Rave Review magazine. So I've got my cursor on in the departments. I'm going to scroll down to Human Resources, click on Human Resources. It's going to load the Welcome to Human Resource page. I'm going to scroll down a ways. There's the benefits. And we've got benefits, careers, compensation, policies and procedures, risk management and training. I'm going to assume that careers might be the one, so I'm going to click in that tab. It then loads the careers page. Making lives better. I want to see all job openings. I want to receive job alerts. I'm an internal Avondale employee. Well, that's interesting. I don't see anything else on that page, so I'm going to click on I want to see all job openings. Click here. And I click on that. It then loads a web page for careers at the City of Avondale. Nice picture at the top. And it looks almost, yeah, it looks like the same kind of thing that we saw with Mesa. Because as you scroll down, we reach the column that says on the left-hand side there's a search box. And then about two-thirds of the way across the page it says there are 16 jobs found in Avondale. To the right of that are the grid view and list view and sort and filter. And I have my computer set to just sort by alphabetical title. And then as you scroll down below that, here are the job titles for Avondale. A building inspector, a building plans examiner, a controller, a court clerk level 2, a family advocacy center prevention coordinator, a library page. Oh no, a library page, parks and records. The next column over is the department they're in. Then the job type is the next column. A library page is part-time. And the salary is $15.45 an hour up to $23.17 an hour. And the job was posted on November 5th, and the job closes on November 19th. Oh my goodness. We better get our act together here. I'm going to click on library page to see what it has, what it requires. When I click on library page, from the right side of the screen pops up the job description page. It shows me at the top the job number and the salary. It's part-time. It's in Parks and Rec. As a library team member, every day is an exciting opportunity to help connect people with the stories, resources, and knowledge they're seeking. In this position, you will organize and shelve library materials, ensuring everything is in its perfect place. You will retrieve and check in returned items, keeping the library neat and welcoming for visitors. At the information desk, you will provide friendly customer service, guiding patrons to books, movies, and answers, while also assisting with technology-related questions. The position requires you to be at least 16 years of age by the time of hire. Minimum qualifications: knowledge of books and authors, previous experience with alphanumeric filing and using the Dewey Decimal System, previous work experience involving filing and shelving procedures. Supplemental information: work requires the ability to read the public library catalog, manuals, Dewey Decimal classifications, book reviews, order forms, and computer screens. And then we're at the bottom of the page, and there's this address and phone number and website for the Human Resources Department. But the apply button, yeah, you guessed it, it's right back up there at the top of the page in the right-hand corner. And that's what a library page does with the City of Avondale. Now I could go on, scroll on down. They've got a park specialist. They've also got a police communications dispatcher and a police officer. It says lateral, in-state and out-of-state. And the police officer is paid $31.66 an hour up to $46.78 an hour. But it's listed as continuous, so it doesn't have a closing date. It's open until they fill it. And that's how, on the west side of town, the City of Avondale handles their job opportunities. I'm almost out of time. I'm going to have to say goodbye. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, and you have been listening to the show called Job Opportunities. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I hope you keep on listening. Bye-bye.